Yura and Elisa Margulis are siblings from a musical family, but they didn't necessarily grow up playing music together that often. Yura is 12 years older and was well into his teens before Elisa was playing music. Yura lives here. He is the Emily J. McAllister Professor of Piano at the University of Arkansas. Elisa lives in Europe. But they'll perform together in Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall on the U of A campus Thursday night at 8. This week, they came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio to talk with Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums and Katie Hendrickson about their music, Thursday night's program, and their early years of music.
By the time I was a teenager, and I have two younger sisters, they were so much younger that it was mostly older brother abuse kind of interaction.
But my first public concert, when I was like 5, I played with you.
That's true.
In
just
my school.
Yes.
And we have pictures.
Yeah.
You don't remember what you played, do you?
I think I
played... Tchaikovsky was there.
Tchaikovsky, A Small Waltz or something. Mm-hmm. And I think a Chrysler piece.
That's Fifth a long Chrysler. Time ago. On an upright piano, no?
Yeah.
You were how old at the time?
Five or six.
Yeah. And so you were the older brother.
Yeah. I'm 12 years older.
So was that exciting for you? Or
yeah, actually, I remember I was really proud that I played my first time and with my brother, and I felt so very secure from this. You know?
That's true. I mean, so the memories are, you know, they're multifaceted. Of course, we talked about music. Of course, we shared a passion of music. Of course, we still do.
Yeah.
And we talk about music. But I mean, once you play together, you don't talk so much. You express yourself more at the instruments.
Well, it's interesting that you're still close because I have a brother who is just 7 years older, and we kind of grew up separately, and we don't share many of the same interests. We get along, but so a 12-year gap, that's great.
But it's also our family.
Yes.
Everybody is a musician, and it was just, you know, connected with music.
Yeah, and the entire family is musical, professionally musical.
Yeah.
So that binds people together.
Was that expected? I mean, to be professionally musical as opposed to
Actually, not. For me, it wasn't so expected because I chose another instrument than everybody else because everyone played piano and I decided to play violin. And I never felt pressure that I have to become a violinist from my parents.
She's the smart one in the family.
Because?
Because she chose not the piano.
Yeah. I thought it was too much concurrence with my dad, my mom, my brother, and my sister also. Then
she played the piano. My older younger sister played the piano for a long time before she switched to cello. She's now a cellist professional.
Well, and you're also smart because when you go somewhere to play a concert, you have your instrument.
Yes, I'm so jealous of that.
Well, that's a whole nother story with the violins, because right now I actually don't have my own violin.
Oh.
I'm looking for one. I'm searching for an instrument. It's a long, very, very long story and a very complicated world of string instruments that not everybody probably is familiar. But the violins and cellos, they, you know, the prices are going so high because, of course, the best instruments are the really old Italians and they are unbelievably expensive now. And it's hard to choose to play on something else after I had the luck to play on great instruments on loan. And now I would like to have my own violin, but I'm spoiled.
Well, let's talk about Beethoven and the Kreutzer Sonata, which you're playing. Why were you drawn to performing this work together?
Well, we were looking for a substantial Beethoven sonata to play together, and the Kreutzer is one of the largest, most difficult pieces for both instruments independently and together. It's a real challenge. It's a big, you know, mountain.
And talk a little bit about those challengers and how you overcame them as musicians.
Well, the Kreutzer Sonata, yeah, it's really one of the most difficult sonatas, even I would say in general, for piano and violin duo. And it's very difficult alone also, just the solo part. And together, it's, you know, it's a big work.
I think also we play a good deal of the sort of mainstream piano violin duo repertoire, you know, the Franck Sonata, the Prokofiev Sonata, and so on. And the Kreutzer is just one of those main things that one just has to play eventually. And now was the time.
And have you guys played it for very long together, or
no,
is this a new thing?
It's a new thing.
Yeah.
What's that like when you approach a new thing? I mean, what's the first, okay, you've made the decision, this is what we're going to do. I imagine that you've worked independently of each other, but the first time you come together, do you start at the top?
Yeah. I must say, of course, but I must say my sister has a lot of experience in chamber music, more than myself. And so she did you probably played this already, no?
I did.
Yeah, so she most things that you can imagine she already performed with great pianists. And so usually when we meet for the first time, I just do what she says.
But actually we just play. That's the great thing to play together. That there's not so much to really talk and discuss. It's very clear what, you know, we just play and it gets better just by playing.
And we
hardly ever have to like speak about ideas because they're there already.
Right. The more you repeat, let's say, certain phrases, the more you understand each other, what the other one sort of sees or hears in that place, and there's a consensus is found without words.
You have a CD as well.
Yes.
Where did you record that?
We recorded it in Berlin, yeah. In a very, very fine recording studio, Teldex Studio.
Oh, yeah, it was great. Conditions. Yeah. Actually, we played here also, I remember.
Yeah.
We played here the full recital of the CD recording and played some piece
here in
the radio.
Yeah, we played some here, that's true. Before the recording, we rehearsed here also in Fayetteville.
We played here this romance from Liszt.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, we recorded this whole Franz Liszt repertoire CD.
See, 2011 was the Liszt bicentennial anniversary, and we recorded a CD of very rare repertoire, everything Liszt wrote for violin and piano, which there's not so much, but we recorded all of it, basically.
That was a challenge also.
That was a challenge, yeah. It's a special project
really
altogether.
Really challenge, yeah.
Well, you're going to be performing, it's the 28th, Thursday night.
Yes.
Yeah. Excited?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We rehearse all day long together. Like,
it's
we practice, we rehearse. Like these days.
Okay, you say you practice, rehearse. Are you using those as synonyms, or does that
mean? No, I mean, like, the way we spend the weekend, for example, we wake up and then, you know, we have coffee and then we, like, okay, first we practice alone. So for a couple of hours, practice alone. Then we practice together. Then we find out what is missing. Then we practice alone. Then we meet again. Mm-hmm. We practice together.
And, of course, besides this repertoire, we both also prepare other programs.
Right. In between, Alisa is practicing like a Brahms concerto and, I don't know, other repertoire, and I'm practicing solo repertoire. I also have to prepare.
How is it different playing with a sibling as opposed to playing with any other type of musician? Or is it different for you?
Yes. It's just, I don't know, maybe more freedom, and it's more relaxed, and you feel more kind of safe.
Well, you know, artist personalities are very sensitive, and I think if you play with people that are, let's say, even friends or people that you meet for the first time and so on, there are always contentions, you know? Like, if something goes wrong, you will, for example, you could become upset with the other person. For me, my sister cannot do wrong, and she feels very safe that way. I mean, there's nothing she can possibly do that will in any way upset me, you know?
Well.
Well, I mean, you know, you have pulled enough that I know the case.
But
know?
Actually, it's true, on stage, it never happens. It's
in addition, on stage, where I always...
Well, in rehearsals, there's always things, you know, you don't concentrate 100% like on stage, and then on stage, it's always very exciting to play together.
Yeah.
It's always different.
Remember, we played this one time in Freiburg where we really had just a few hours before the concert to meet on stage, and playing through, we realized we're not exactly sure how this whole thing goes, you know, like this entire program. And we're like, okay, well, you know, meet you at the concert on stage. And then, you know, the concert was all right.
And then
it was very exciting.
Yeah. You can, it's all supporting each other very much.
It's fun, you know.
Yura and Elisa Margulis will perform tomorrow night at 8 inside the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall on the University of Arkansas campus. The concert is free. Their CD together is titled Franz Liszt, Works for Piano and Violin. You can find out more at their individual websites, yuramargulis.com and elisamargulis.com. They talked with Ozarks at Large's Katie Henriksen and Kyle Kellums earlier this week. You can hear them talk more about the musical selections for their concert tomorrow on Of Note with Katie Henriksen at 11 here on KUAF.